Welcome to the Sketchy Book, the Creativity Productivity Podcast. I'm your host, Brian E. Young. So as I mentioned last episode, I work as a graphic designer. I design publications and that kind of thing, all kinds of layouts, that kind of fun stuff. I mean, it's a fun job. Piggybacking off of that topic, which was about separating work from everything else, and I mentioned at the end that I work in a creative job. Well, I bookended it, you know, started at the beginning and the end I mentioned that I work in a creative job. And I thought it would be a good topic to talk about getting a creative job, if that's something you're interested in, or if it's not something you know you're interested in, but I've always thought in the back of your mind, you know, maybe I should just, you know, leave whatever work I'm doing and try something else. Even if you're in creative fields already, but you want to move to a different aspect, it's not uncommon for someone to want to go from being a graphic designer to an interior designer, or someone who likes fashion to go from that into art. Or going from being a nurse or an accountant and deciding, well, maybe I'm meant to do something a little more creative. My first tip is to start now. Maybe not going to work and saying I quit, but looking into it, starting the process, get the ball rolling, doing a little bit every day. Stop putting it off. Just if you've been thinking about this for a while, well, turn those thoughts into actions. That's the most important thing that I can communicate with this podcast. One thing you can do is to look at creative jobs that you're curious about. Maybe, like I said, making lists is a valuable tool. Make some lists of some jobs that you've always found interesting or have wondered about or maybe have no interest in ever doing, but just think you'll want to read about because you might find ideas there. I recommend simplyhire.com. You can look through, it's a job search engine. You can go through it, just start typing in job titles and seeing what jobs are available in your area, or for the sake of this exercise, not even in your area, across the country. Great idea, right? And pick out some jobs that you think are interesting to you, read their descriptions, look at what creative skills do they require, what ideas are they presenting. Look at those kinds of things, and maybe you'll have something stand out. Maybe you'll go, well, this graphic designer is supposed to report to the art director. What's the art director do? You know, it can always branch off like that. And ask yourself, what creative skills do I have? You may want to make that into a list. And we're talking about skills. These are not skills that you've necessarily applied. You may have a great eye for color or detail. Or whatever, that's what it's about. I know I talk to a lot of people and they are so worried about like, well, I'm interested in, you know, graphic design as a hobby, but I could never do it as a career because I don't have any experience doing it. But you know what? They do really good work. And ultimately, that is what matters. Like, can't always worry too much about that. Your work can speak for yourself. At most creative jobs, they will want to look at your portfolio and they take that into consideration as much or more than anything else. It always is a problem that can the person deliver what's in their portfolio on a daily basis in a creative job. And a lot of people do get hired in various positions and they don't create things that look as good as their portfolio, which they may have polished or over who knows how long. But can't let it discourage you that your skills aren't yet in the field. And speaking of experience, let's go into that a little bit more. You know, the people who are in these jobs, they followed a career path. Maybe not the career path that you might want to follow to get into these jobs, but you may want to be able to contact people, you know, send out emails and or make phone calls. I think a phone call is perfectly well. Don't feel too discouraged from doing that. Just ask them, how did they get that experience? A lot of people will say, well, I didn't start off being the graphic designer who designed, you know, all these posters and publications and, you know, advertisements, whichever aspect they're in. I mean, for me personally, I started off, my first design job was more like typesetting, and I just kind of chose fonts and, you know, slowly got more responsibility into business cards and et cetera, et cetera. And now I'm doing whole publications and layouts for those publications on my own. So, I mean, you may be thinking, well, maybe I really want to do this, but it's going to take years to get to the point that I want to reach today. I'm already possibly successful where I'm at now. I've known people who are very successful at their jobs, and just speaking from my personal experience and experience with people I know, but they're very successful, their jobs, but it's not what they want to be doing. They want to leave, but they've been doing these jobs for years. They've been saying they want to leave for years, and they're not taking the steps needed to make that happen. Don't let this be you. If you really want to do it, and you're thinking, well, I have to spend 3 years in college, are you going to spend the next 3 years doing the job that you're doing right now? Think long-term like that, because if it's not the job that you want, you're going to be spending just as long doing it as it's going to take to get there. Maybe it's time for the change. You could spend the rest of your life life, asking yourself, you know, is it the right time? The right time is now. Going back to the beginning, start now. So yeah, talk to people, ask them if they can make time. You know, you may not want to just tell them on the spot on your phone call, excuse me, I have a lot of questions for you. Do you have time now? I mean, you could say that. But you could also say, or can we schedule a time that maybe I could speak with you on the phone or in person to learn about your career and something I'm interested in doing, and I'd really appreciate your advice. You could do that in email form also. A lot of people probably would love to help you and maybe mentor you in that way. I mean, if you want to become a painter, it's not hard to contact a professional painter and see, or even a college professor if you're interested in going back to school. And a lot of creative jobs, a lot do require a degree, but a lot don't. So again, I think the one thing that discourages people from moving in from field to field is the experience question. How do you get it? But that's just the question that you ask, and then you resolve. You won't get experience. It's just important that you are able to develop the skills that you'll need. And a lot of you get on the job. As for the portfolio, it is perfectly acceptable to create your own projects that aren't necessarily for a client. You may want to take on some freelance work. A lot of creative jobs, that's a possibility, more so than more technical jobs. Freelance work is definitely a possibility. Just go out there and, you know, make it happen. Start today. Start right at this second. Start looking at trysimplyhire.com or Monster or whatever sites you like to look at. I like Simply Hired because it kind of combines searches from Monster and Career Builder, and I really recommend that. That link will be in the show notes. And for today's resource, I wanted to also recommend LinkedIn.com. It's related to Simply Hired. I think maybe they're the same owner or something, but I found these two sites separately a while back and then later found out they were connected. And this one's more like a job networking site. If you really want to meet creatives, it's a good way to kind of get yourself in touch with them, get in touch with human resource people. A lot of them are on there looking at you. You can see the experience that maybe some of your friends or whoever you are connected to. You can kind of look at their experience and their past. I mean, you could even try sites like Facebook and MySpace. They have an occupation field that you can search and find other creatives, and that's very casual when you ask, if you ask them, you know, about their career. So that's it for today's podcast. I hope that it helps a little bit. I hope you're gonna go out and start looking for that creative job that you've always wanted. For the links that I mentioned in the show today, go to sketchee.com. That's sketchee.com. Have a great day.